Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Enlighten Up Podcast. I am super excited to bring back a guest that we've had on previously. But before I get to her, I just want to remind all of you that I am receiving Forbidden Journey applications. The group coaching program that is 4 months is starting May 10th, and that is limited availability. So if you're interested, just head on over to my website. I'll leave the link in the description below and then in the show notes. And if you're also interested in the retreat that's going to be coming up, I'm looking at the end of September this year in Colorado. There is an application that you can sign up to be one of the first people to know, because there will only be 10 spots for that one. So if you're interested, sign up now, and I'd be excited to work with you. This is one of the most exciting explorations of coaching and deep dive healing that I've ever experienced. So I'm super happy to be offering it to all of you and inviting you on the journey. So without further ado, let me invite Gelyana Akin back to the show. Sweetie, how are you?
Oh, Nicole, I'm great. And I'm so excited to be here with you. We have this beautiful dance when we talk. So
I know.
We're actually recording this one.
I know. And for anyone who may have not caught her episode from last summer, check out episode 259, She Decodes Your Soul Contracts. You were a huge hit with my audience. My audience loved you.
I love your audience, your community. I've met so many wonderful people.
I know. I have a really good audience. They're so consciously aware and really willing to do the work, you know, like really willing to explore. And we're going to talk about some new explorations of healing and all of that. And we're not going to go into exactly what Gelyana does with the soul contracts, because we already covered that in episode 259, but we want to go a little deeper because there's been some recent exploration of healing that you've discovered in the last few months that you've been working with clients on. And it really, actually, when we spoke last week, I find a similar alignment to how I'm operating with the Forbidden Journey coaching program. Mm. So let my audience know, where did this, what is this new healing modality, so to speak, that you're utilizing, and what was drawing you to it? Like, where did it all come from?
Yeah, no, great way to dive into it. So it's new to me in this lifetime, but it's not actually new, which has been part of the fascinating discovery process. But, you know, like all good things in life, they find us, right? Mm-hmm. Things that are meant for us find us. And yes. So my story with this healing modality is that I was, you know, my segue into doing spiritual work was the soul contract, still is. Like, I love reading soul contracts. It just comes so naturally to me, but so does healing. And I always tell people, I think the things that we're really most destined for, we resist the most. So for me, of course, that means I was resisting being a healer. Oh, I don't know if I'm a healer, you know, even though I know it's always been a part of me.
I knew I was destined to do coaching. I knew it since I was 25. It took me 15 years to finally say yes.
Yeah. It takes a while. And, yeah, you know, and the other thing is sometimes it's in front of our face and it's so obvious that it almost feels like, no, it's too obvious. It's too easy. Like, it's too, right? Because it doesn't even feel like work, because it's our innate skill. So it almost feels like, no, this can't be it. But so the healing was like that to me. But finally, I said, okay, let me learn a healing modality. so I can start stepping into this world. And so I learned something called divine healing. It's not the modality we're talking about today, but it's another beautiful healing modality. And I was practicing that and, you know, happy on my merry way, you know, yada, yada, yada. So one day, one of my best friends who, again, you know, because she's been on your podcast, Katie.
Oh, yes, Katie.
Katie,
another one who my audience loves.
she's incredible. And so she has been practicing healing for many, many, many years, right? This is just been her thing from the beginning. But her, you know, any practitioner will tell you their own craft is always evolving, right? I mean, you know this, I know it should be, it should always be evolving because
always. If they're not, that's a red flag to me.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So while she's been practicing healing for many years, all of a sudden she noticed that her craft was evolving and she channeled. So she was channeling in this information, piecing it together. And she was sort of telling me along the way, and I'm like, oh, that sounds beautiful. What a great gift, you know, source the creator is giving you, right? I mean, I didn't think much of it. So to fast forward the journey, you know, she's doing these beautiful healings. I'm experiencing them, right? Because I experience everything she does. And I'm like, it just felt magical. And I was like, to me, in my mind, I'm like, this is her craft. And she says, no, this is not my craft. This is for everybody. You know, source, God, you know, the creator is sharing this with me, but I'm meant to share this with other people. So guess what, Galiana? I'm having a class and you should come to the class. And I'm like, okay, well, of course I'll come to the class, but, you know, not for me. I go to the class. It's a 4-day class. I promise I'm shortening the story, but it's a 4-day class. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I go through the class. It's truly magical. I mean, just beyond. So many things are happening, like miraculous things are happening. On Tuesday, I had two clients on my books scheduled, right? And they were both healing sessions. I sit down to start the first healing session, and I'm getting out my notes for the divine healing. I sit down here and this energy comes through me and it is like, no, you are now stepping into this modality, which we're calling connecting with the creator. That's what the creator calls it. That's what, you know, Katie channeled it. So it's, no, you're now doing this modality. And it was just this, it wasn't like a harsh, but it was so strong that it was like, you're graduated, you're initiated. This is what you're doing. I called Katie freaking out, of course, 4 minutes before my client is getting, you know, on my Zoom. And she's like, just go for it. You got it. You know, you did 4 days of this. You're good. I say, I trust. Here's the key word. I trust. Because this is over Zoom. I wasn't planning on doing this. Is it going to come through? Is the client on the other end going to feel anything? Because this is not breath work. We're not doing anything physically except literally connecting to the creator. And a lot of people will experience plant medicine effects without the plant medicine, right? So of course in my brain, I'm like, are they going to feel anything? There's nothing physically involved.
And that's what's one of the biggest hurdles when anything's coming to energy work, you know, especially if you're not even in the same room as the person and it's virtual like this. But I mean, you're touching on a very important point here that so many people are struggling with and will struggle with when they are willing to take this leap of faith. That you are to trust that everything's going to flow through. I can't tell you how many times that has come through with clients where all of a sudden I'm being asked to do something that I've never done with a client before. And it's a certain type of healing, or it's a guided meditation, or it's something that I'm taking through. And I'm like, I don't know. And massive shifts. You have to be willing to take that risk. That's why faith is so important.
Yes.
You have to have faith in yourself and in your own destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust and acceptance.
Trust and acceptance.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. And our other friend, Matt Gottesman, he posted this a few days ago. And I love it because it's so true. I'm a big believer of this. And he talked about how, you know, you also have to put forth the effort, you know, take the action, and what's meant for you can find you, you know, when you take the action. And this is something that is so, this is a really big hurdle that a lot of people face. I mean, I faced it for 15 years, you know, when it came to like me wanting to do the coaching. It's until you actually just start doing the things that you would need to do if everything was in place exactly as you thought it should be, the reason why you need to do that is because you now become a frequency alignment. You are holding the frequency of the very thing you want to bring in, that you want to attract by taking the actions. You're in that rhythm. You're in that flow of whatever it is. And the action part is the final ingredient that is needed in this recipe of manifestation, right? And allowing for whatever it is that is going to be coming through you to come through you. And yes, you taking that course was one of the actions that puts you in that frequency that when you sat down with your first client after that class, instantly, like, this is what's going to happen. And look what happened. You can tell the audience because it was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. It truly felt magical. Like I don't even know what word, you know, I'm okay with supernatural, but sometimes things happen and they're even a little too supernatural for me. Not too, but it's like, whoa, did that just really happen? Right. So it was one of those moments because the energy coming through me in waves was so strong. It was giving me a physical reaction and I didn't even start anything. Like there was no, I wasn't even in session, but I was, you know, it was like the energy was coming in. The client was already coming in. So I did two healing sessions that day. And one of the women that I did the session with, we had an incredible experience. There was, again, everybody has very different experiences, but she was very visual. So her and I were seeing a lot of the same things. But afterward, and feeling a lot of feeling of the same things. But afterwards, she messaged me later in the evening and she says, Galiana, I just want to share something with you. When my children came, two big things happened. She said, when my children came home that day, my youngest son curled up with me on the couch and he said, Mama, what's different about you? You just feel different, you know? And she was like, she's like, whatever we did, she was in this peaceful state. She's like, but my son was actually feeling it. And he verbalized it to her, you know, that was to me.
Yeah.
The feedback that, you know, her son felt that.
And kids are so sensitive.
They are so sensitive. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and she herself is sensitive. And that's why we had such an intense experience. Well, it's always intense, but it depends on the client's sensitivity, mm-hmm. right? They don't always feel what's happening. So that's another thing, is you've got to trust that the healing is happening when you don't always feel it, because, you know, all of us have a different level of sensitivity, which is very normal. But she felt it, he felt it. And the other thing she told me is her dog, unfortunately, was ill. And that day, later that day, she had an appointment to take him to the vet and possibly put him down. She said, first off, he stopped crying or, you know, whining or whatever he was doing during the healing session. She said, I couldn't believe how silent he was. And then I took him, the dog, to the vet, and the vet said, not today. He's still good. You know, so the dog actually went on to live a little while longer. It was like a few months longer. Yeah.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
It is a big deal. So I feel like that was part of the synchronicity for me to show me what is possible and like to essentially to keep going with it. Right. Cause her feedback gave me the confidence.
Let's pause there for a second, because there's something really interesting that we don't always think about when we're doing our healing work, is that those that are really close to us and have a deep heart connection to us, you know, there's a beautiful cord of attachment there. But when I say cord of attachment, it's welcomed, it's invited. And the dog was ready to receive healing. The dog didn't want to go yet and was able to receive the healing through the connection to your client.
Yes.
And this is what can happen with those who love us and we love them, that if they're open, they have to be open and they have to want it. And they will on a higher level, like, you know, their higher self will know. And there's so much healing that happens even when we do our own healing, it transfers into others without us having to do anything.
Yes. Yes. Well, and that is key right there. Can we, let's repeat what you said. When we do our own healing, it transfers to those around us, those that are close to us, but also the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people this all the time, you know, especially people that have harsh relationships, maybe with like their parents, right? Because I get a lot of people coming in with a mother wound. And I tell them, listen, if you can't have this direct conversation with your mother or your father, whoever it is, work on healing yourself. They will rise up with you. It's not always about a conversation. Sometimes it doesn't mean that it doesn't, the conversation doesn't need to happen, but the healing can happen without the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so important to understand, because it's not the reason why we do our healing, but it's certainly a bonus side effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that just goes to show and speak to the level of connectedness that we're all experiencing on this planet and even beyond this planet. And also when we think about ancestral healing, you know, and healing through the DNA and heal, we're healing our ancestors as well through these choices. Many of us chose to come in here to have that ancestral healing permeate through the line, not just our own soul. And there's major shifts that we're able to do as the level of consciousness is rising in the collective, and each one of us is choosing to go a little deeper and evolve a little more, you know, each day, each week. It exponentially starts to take on this almost, it's like instead of a trickling effect, it's almost like you get this blast of light coming through like a pinhole almost, you know, like, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely makes sense. It does. And I was explaining this to a client yesterday because she was talking about her daughters and how she's, you know, here to heal the generational trauma for her daughters. And I said, but you're also doing this for your mom. Mm-hmm. You know, her mom was still alive. And she was telling me how her mom, you know, the dad, not such a great relationship, da da da. And I'm like, you're healing this for your mom as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So she enjoyed, so she was really blown away by the effects of, one, her son felt it and her dog didn't mm-hmm. have to be put down that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was beautiful for her. But, and like I said, the beautiful piece for me was to receive such feedback. It just gave me this strong confidence to, okay, this, you got this, you can do this over Zoom and this works. Because, you know, in class, obviously we're in, like face to face with, well, not face to face, but the clients there next to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love what, you know, I was asking Katie about this and she's like, source, the creator doesn't care where you are, you know, whether you're on Zoom or in person, you know, once, when you set the intention that it's you and the client, the energy comes through. And I can, at this point, I can attest, it's never been an issue. In fact, I actually led my first group healing session this past weekend on Sunday evening. And it's even stronger when it's a collective healing session. Mm-hmm. And again, the miraculous feedback from that, two people messaged me and told me they had healing or physical healings. Like one lady had surgery on her foot and she's like, I got up to use the bathroom in the middle. And she's like, and then I laid back down and realized I didn't limp. She's like, I didn't limp. And she's like, I don't even know how I found you. She's like, I somehow found you. And I can't, like, she was just ecstatic. And the other one was like, I need to have knee surgery. And she's like, she emailed me twice. The first time to just tell me it was nice. Second time, she's like, wait, Galiana, I have to tell you my knee doesn't hurt anymore.
No.
Right. And I'm sitting here again. I'm like, I think these clients are coming to give me the feedback, right? For me to keep going.
Yeah. To give you the, it's all your confirmations, the confidence. Yeah. Yeah. To keep exploring and going deeper with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So this has been sort of like, you know, the new addition to my own evolution as a practitioner, right? Mm-hmm. And, but we keep using the word new. So actually, so can we talk about where this actually comes from, this connecting with the creator.
Yeah. Okay. So let's kind of, before we go into where it's coming from, because you definitely got this beautiful download, like you got a message, you were told where this comes from. Let's just talk about what it is exactly. Like what makes this different than what people are traditionally used to when it comes to healing?
Okay. Love this. So in my best layman's terms, taking out all the mystical, I'm going to do my best to explain. So we are, again, the name of this modality is connecting to the creator. So we are literally connecting to source energy, God, creator, universe, right? Everyone uses a different word. We're using the creator here in this sense. And before we start each session, I tell my clients, please don't call in your guides. Please don't, if you have your own meditation practice, please don't do any of that, because this is just a completely different energetic experience. So just let it be, right? Because when if people lay down to listen to music, the first thing they might think of is like, oh, this is like meditation, especially if they meditate. It's not like that. So because I'm attuned to it, think of me as the person that literally turns the faucet on. I'm just turning it on. I'm not actually the one doing any of the healing. It's not me moving my hands. It's not me clearing anything. It's not, I'm just saying, creator, we are here. If it's a group session, we are here in collective. And the reason this works for also anybody, we all essentially can tap in, is because when your soul is created, we're, at some point, we're all connected to the creator, right? I mean, this is the whole thing. I think most of your audience will understand this basic concept. So it's already in your soul to connect to source. It's just that, you know, because there are so many healing modalities and meditations, they all sort of go about it a different way. So the difference here is we are saying, we are ready to connect. And we set the intention to do so. And so what happens is,
it's almost like you're taking out the middleman.
Yes. Yes. There. That was such a good way to put it. Taking out the middleman. Yeah. And I myself am like the passenger then in the car with the client, because I'm also being led on the journey.
Yeah. So you're kind of co-piloting this ascension of flight, you know, like this kind of connection. You're with them, that, you know, there's a couple things that you can see that maybe they can't, or and on all that, but it's them doing the work.
It's them being in acceptance of allowing the source energy to come in. Yeah.
That's so important. I don't know if I could stress that enough. Do you know how many, I'm sure you must get this too, I've witnessed people who like are so closed off to it, but they're like, well, let's just see if it works. But they're so closed off, they're not going to feel it. You know, they just can't get it because they're not actually participating.
Yes, they won't feel it. The healing will still come through, but you're right. They won't feel it, or the things will maybe even start aligning in their life and they still won't realize it coming from the healing. So yes, I've experienced that too.
Yeah. So through allowance, this is your strongest portal to connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's sort of the first thing that I, you know, want to say, is because I'm not coming in, because, you know, when we talk about healing, a lot of people ask me, well, what do you suggest I do to clear my blockages? Mm-hmm. That's just the common phrase, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the healing world, I mean, that is a common phrase. And I always sort of realign them, to use the language I'm using, is we're not clearing anything with this modality. What we're doing is we're literally taking all the maybe hurt pieces, all the pieces out of alignment in your energy field, in your auric field, you know, that you've experienced, you know, trauma through life, and we're realigning them back into your heart. Because modality, source comes through your back and through your heart. So some people will literally feel tingling in their back and their spine. I mean, I hear this from clients all the time, because the energy is coming from the back. So it's not coming in through the chakra. It's not, again, with different healing modalities, you're going to feel it come in from different places, comes from the back and now through your heart. So many people will report heart chakra sensations as well, like warmth here. So it's coming through the heart and again, the back and the heart, and then it just moves all over the body. Where am I going with this? Sorry. I'm like watching it. Okay. What does it do next now? I mean, so it'll do a lot of different things. And depending on what is being healed, the client will feel different sensations. So, if it's a physical healing, they may not feel as high or as, in an altered state.
Mm-hmm.
If something more in the energy field is being worked on, not as physical, this is where people will report that they felt in a full-on trance, that they literally felt like they were floating. There was one time I had to open up my eyes because I felt like I was in the air and upside down. Like,
yeah.
Literally, I couldn't tell which way I was because whatever client I was working with was so light. Like they've worked through a lot of their crap that we were both literally floating.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. Now, I feel like, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So let's kind of go back to this idea of, this isn't about clearing. This is just about realigning all of the hurt, wounded, painful areas of yourself and bringing them back home to the heart, which is ultimately about, recollecting all of the soul fractals, like the parts of you that you didn't think were that important. And this is, and I love this. This is why you and I, like when we were talking about this last week, I was like, yes, I totally see this, because this is why I've been guided to do the Forbidden Journey the way I have, I know this, and I know you know this, and I know that the people out there, you guys know this too, that the parts that you've rejected and dismissed and think weren't worthy are probably some of the biggest gems that belong to the crown of your kingdom. And you have to go back out there and dig and find them, polish them off, and put them back where they belong.
Yes.
And if so many people understood, this world would like transform so quickly in healing. I mean, it would probably go through a very cataclysmic trauma experience too, but if people really understood what was waiting for them, what was hidden in all of the years of, oh, I got to shut this down. Oh, this isn't worthy. Oh, no one wants to see this part, whatever it is, and actually started to invite those parts home. Everything about your purpose, the meaningfulness that you're looking for in your life, that connection to like your joy, that passion, that so many people start to lose and feel almost dead inside. Like that's because you're almost like a shadow version of yourself, right? Because you're not actually integrating those parts. And so I think that this is ultimately what you're doing too, is you're allowing those parts just to naturally find their way back home through that connection to source. And home is always the heart.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's interesting that you talk about these pieces, these fragments of us that we think are not even important. I've had a few people, and actually one this morning, email me and say, but this happens often after the healing sessions, I remembered a memory that I haven't thought about in years or forgot that even happened, right? Because things happen in our lives and they might be so painful that we will bury them and we think they're insignificant, but that was maybe the piece that shut the heart off or the vulnerability. And like you said, it's sort of a shadow of your own life, or you're not living to your own depth if you shut off this vulnerability piece of you. So yeah, it's fascinating to me. The feedback that people give me is what's so fascinating to me, because the healing that when we go into the healing session, I don't even always know their intentions, right? In the group session, I didn't know their intentions. I don't know, not focused on, her foot hurts. Let's focus on her foot. I'm not thinking that. But the energy is so intelligent, source energy, the creator, it's going to go exactly where it needs for each individual. So if for somebody, it's this lost memory, this piece of them that is a jewel, but they don't realize that, it's going to go to the jewel and bring it back up in their consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like, what are those like, the metal finders, or, you know, like the sensors that kind of mm-hmm. go in there, like just looking for things, like sending out a signal and seeing where it is and then pulling it back in. It's crazy because the amount of energy that you can actually tap into as you start to restore and realign all of you. And that's what the whole point is. Like, you could clear away stuff, but it's not, and there's a place for it. It's not that there's no place for it, but the next level, or when you start to really evolve in your healing, you start to realize that all parts of you are worthy, and all parts, when brought home, bring back your power. And there's an inner resource of power that we're all able to tap into. And that inner resource of power starts to get stronger and more intensified as you start to rebuild and bring home all those lost parts. Like on the weekend, I experienced for a few hours the most incredible surge of energy coming through me that I've ever felt in my entire existence in this lifetime. It was pouring through me, and I knew it was my heart that opened up. I felt like my whole heart opened up, and it was just, I couldn't turn it off. It was just moving through me, and I knew that it was like a realignment. It was a realignment for things that I had been going through over the last few months and stuff that has been difficult and challenges and stuff like that. And finally getting to the end point and now being able to move beyond it. It's like now the energy just kind of came through, and I was breathing heavy because it was like, I felt like I was almost running, you know, I was, moving. My body had to move in order for the energy to move through me. Correct. Like I couldn't stay still. There was just no way. Like, and I had to just let go. I just had to say, okay, move through me and kind of just enjoy it. Go for the ride. It was like a recalibration. The thing is though, I'm curious for you, when that much energy is moving through you, and it doesn't have to be necessarily as much as like what I experienced on the weekend, but when you're doing these healing sessions, do you have anything in place that allows you to take your downtime to recalibrate, to restore, to replenish? Because it is more energy than I feel like any workout I've ever done. Sometimes like it's a lot. I am positive there's major calorie burning happening, but it's not anything because of physicality.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you mean, like after the energy healing session?
Well, if you're doing the energy healing, I'm sure there's tons of energy moving through you well. Right. And so your physical body will need some downtime. It will need to rest. It will need a little extra care. Obviously, as you recalibrate, you can move up in how much you're able to do versus in the beginning. But I'm just curious how you've been experiencing that.
I love that you're asking me this. Okay, so two things. So the first thing I'll tell you is this was a really interesting experience for me with this past Sunday with a group healing session. After we were done, you know, you're sort of still in this trance. So we were all kind of mellow and just talking about our experience. And I said to everybody very specifically, I said, I would not go run a marathon right now. And I was saying that as a joke because it was Sunday evening. I mean, no one's going to go run. Or so I thought. You know, I said, like, don't go. And my intention was for them to sort of stay in this cocoon and go to bed and just kind of sleep in this energy. That was my intention. What happened was, you know, the session was over. We turned off the Zoom, and I had so much energy running through me. Like, it's just, I mean, I felt like I could go run a marathon, and I was like, I can't just sit still. I need to move right now. And I was like, okay, let's get out of the house. Like, I need to move. And I thought maybe this just happened to me. And so when I sent them the follow-up email, I said, I know I told y'all not to go run a marathon, but here's what happened to me. So many people emailed back and said, I couldn't fall asleep until like 1 or 2 in the morning. I felt like one lady said, it's funny you said that not to run a marathon because I'm actually a runner and that's exactly what I wanted to do. So it didn't go as I intended it, but yes, so much energy came through everybody that people physically felt like they needed to go burn it off. So yes, that did happen. But I will also tell you that part of what happens before all this energy comes through us is there's this assembly process, and that's part of the modality. So the first 20, possibly even 30 minutes, it depends on the client. We're getting assembled in order for source energy to even be able to connect to us, because you're right. Source energy is so powerful. It can't just, okay, I turned it on. Let's come in. That's too much. It's at once. So the body, not just the body, but all the bodies, right? Our etheric body, the emotional body, right? All the bodies that we have are getting assembled in that first initial process. So oftentimes it really does feel like you're laying there and not much is happening. But all of a sudden you're like a trance or something, but it's because the assembly process has happened and the energy connects. And we go, and we don't go in. It's not like a journey. You're not leaving your body. You're actually going deeper inside of yourself, because mm-hmm. you're going into your soul, right? All of this is soul realignment, right? Again, which seems so natural for me because I work with soul contracts. So even this modality takes you deeper into your soul.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was like me. I couldn't sleep. I was exhausted. There was parts of me that I was utterly exhausted, but then there was parts of me that were so awake that I couldn't sleep either that night. And I think sometimes you've got to let the energy run through you. And maybe that is to move around. That's why when the energy was moving through me, I had to move. I had to move. I couldn't sit still. But then the next day, I really needed to take care of myself. Like I had to just maybe take a nap, I did a light walk around the lake, you know, just got out in the sun for a little bit, but things that will recharge you. Or so I think what I'm trying to say is, as you do your healing, the amount of energy that you're at a capacity to move through you, because you increase your capacity for how much energy can move through you as you bring in more parts of you back home. Because mm-hmm. again, it's like a mirror. Your power is now increasing because it's not spread out all over the place. It's actually back in the heart center, which is your biggest battery pack, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you're bringing it all back in, well, now you can have that like attracts like. Now you are a container, or you have the capacity to actually hold more energy to move through you because you can handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you, I don't know that I've yet experienced a tiring from this. And mind you, each session is different, and I maybe haven't even done enough to experience all the things. And I don't know that I ever will, because each one is so different. For me, what I found with these is an increase in energy, but just an increase in a lot of things that are good for me physically, right? Sleeping better, not craving sugar. And some of these are so subtle that I don't catch them until I catch them. So it's not always so obvious to me as, oh, so much energy just went through me. I need to go take it. You know what I mean? It almost shows up a little differently for me.
I think that's because when you're doing what's meant for you, it takes a lot less effort. Even though there's stuff moving through you, there's a lot less effort now because it's what you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're going to work and we hate our job and we hate the people we work with, you know, and we hate the hour and a half, 2 hour commute, you know, that it takes, you know, to get there. It is like pulling all your energy out because it's just so much effort to do something you're not even aligned. But when you're aligned and you're doing the thing that this is why we should be absolutely working towards being in alignment with our passion, our purpose, what is most meaningful to us. Because when you do, it's effortless to a different degree. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have moments where you get exhausted or tired or all that. But like you said, and what you're experiencing, I think that's a result of that.
Yeah, I would say that. And I get a healing every time that I admit, mm-hmm. you know, sit in a healing session. So again, it's just all these small parts of me that get realigned. And oftentimes it's, I don't even set the intention. I have no idea what the healing will happen. I'll give you one example. And I think this will resonate with a lot of women. Not just women, but we've all had this experience with that one particular ex, you know, maybe the karmic connection sort of phrase or whatever. And you know, when they pop into your head, it's just, they pop into your head more often than you'd like them to. And after doing these healings, all of a sudden I noticed, like, it was like a month or something. I was like, wow, I haven't thought about this person in a month. Like, it was a long time before this person popped into my head. And so I went to sort of tune into the energy of him and it's like, I couldn't, like, he would disappear. Like, he would literally dissipate. Like, my energy was like so protected that there was not even a connection there. And I'd never said the intention to stop thinking about, but again, because it, you know, this isn't an acute situation. I'm not going through this breakup. I mean, this is talking, but you know, they still pop up in your head. And it's almost like this, the disappearing image was the trippy part of it. Like, I'd never gone to think about him and not been able to tune into the energy or hold the image. And I didn't make the image disappear.
Like, it kept slipping away.
Yeah. Which, so it's little things like that where I noticed the most difference, not so much in sort of what you're saying, the physical. I also think everybody has a different experience.
Sure.
Right. I mean, if we talk to Katie might tell us, oh yeah, I need to, like, you know, nap a whole day. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I so. That's a very fair point. It's a very fair point. Okay. Before I forget, cause this is such an important part.
Yeah.
We need to talk about where this healing kind of originates. Well, maybe it doesn't even originate from here. It may even go further back, but you got a message of when this was practiced in other times.
Yeah. So again, another sort of beautiful thing that just happened, because again, I'm learning this from Katie. I know Katie's channeling this in from source, right? So that's as far as I pretty much know. One day I'm in session or somewhere. I don't even know when I got the message. I can't really place it, but I know the message was, this is what the Essenes used to practice. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool, because I know I have a connection with the Essenes, and I haven't gone down the Essenes rabbit hole of learning everything about them, but I know enough information to know they were mystical people that practiced these, you know, very powerful sort of techniques and connections. And the women, I mean, I don't know. I've seen some shows on Gaia about it. All information from different places. Yeah. So like I said earlier, please don't quiz me on the Essenes, but I've always actually felt a strong connection. The moment I sort of learned about them, which I happened up to, there was a book and I read, there was just one page in the book about the Essenes. And that was the one page that was relevant to me in the entire book, the one that made the most difference. So I believe I was told this information, or it came to me, because it was like, you're making this sort of your own now, you should know what you're connecting to.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is now beyond Katie, again, just who I learned this from. This is now my own connection to it from the Essene ages, right? Which, as we also know, or some will say the Essenes were practicing things that they were practicing in the Atlantean times. So to me, I believe this is a form of something they used to do. Now, I don't feel yet that, well, I mean, what they were doing is so strong and powerful. It felt like this was a piece of what they were doing, right? So not to claim that, you know, that I'm doing the hardcore things that the Essenes were doing, but it was like, this is part of how they used to connect and what they used to do. And so now you're sort of practicing this modality here.
Wow, that's big. So even though you haven't done that much research into the Essenes, you definitely, what you're very aware of is your connection to them.
Yeah.
And you received that message when you were when did you receive that message? Was it right before you did the healing with your clients, or was it on like just over the weekend while you were taking the course? Like when did it come through?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't actually remember.
Oh,
I don't know when it came through, because the way I channel is, you know, sometimes I'll get a download and I know a download just came in, but I don't know what it is. And I'll just, it sort of
unpack it
itself late. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm honestly not sure when it came in, but it did, because I was having a conversation with Katie and I said, oh, Katie, by the way, I got a download that the Essenes used to practice this. And she was like, I'm sorry, what did you say? And so I repeated it. I'm like, maybe she just didn't hear me. And she said, I never told you this. And I'm like, no, you didn't. I just told you it was a download. Conversation. And she's like, no, I'm just in awe because I know I didn't tell you this, but I know this information, but I didn't tell you. And I'm like, no, you didn't. I was, you know, it was one of my downloads. So yeah. But it was interesting that it was confirmed again by her and just something that was given to me.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, when the big overwhelming, you know, takeaway that I get from all of this is that even in the ancient times, you know, whether they were times of the Atlantean times or even beyond that, who knows, that when we were in higher states of consciousness, because the fall of Atlantis was the fall of our consciousness, is when we kind of plunged into the dark times, so to speak, is that the way that healing was being utilized was not through clearing. And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I think it has its place, but it is through bringing things back to whole.
Yes.
Through that immediate divine connection to the creator, the original power source.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we were talking about this earlier. That's why we're using the word, or at least I use the word realignment.
Yes.
You know, Katie uses the word protection, but and that's because that's the word she's channeled in, but it doesn't mean protection in the way that we think it means. So when I said to her, what does protection mean? She said, think of it more as a realignment. So that's why I'm using that word.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like pieces of you that are out of place are being protected, realigned, brought back to whole into your heart center, as you said. And because when things are in your heart, that you're no longer in fear.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and love is the ultimate healer. So, of course, it makes sense. I understand when you said it that way, why she would use the word protection, because these parts of you are so delicate. They are very delicate. They need to be handled with care. You can't just go in there, rip a soul fractal out and shove it back in your heart. Like, that's just not how it works.
Right. Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's like, it's almost like the protection's almost like a tenderness, and an honoring to the delicacy of the healing and bringing something that has been abandoned and forgotten. Imagine even like, okay, just even to go into, I know this is a bit of a dark turn, but when we think about the children who are trafficked, one of the things that I know about with this company that I'm going to be working with is that the children, in order to even be able to gain their trust again, to even be able to help them heal, they are so traumatized and have zero trust of anyone around them that the only way they can start to even assist them in the healing is to bring in animals to connect with them, whether they're dogs or puppies or, you know, whatever animals they are. Bring them in to help them return back to themselves. And that's kind of like the way I see these lost parts of ourselves that have been completely left in the dark, forgotten about, never tended to, never given any nourishment. You know, they feel worthless, you know, because we've deemed them worthless. You don't deserve my attention, my conscious attention, my time, you know? And so, yeah, you do, you have to bring, you do kind of have to handle them with kid gloves, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so there is, I totally understand why she uses the word protection.
Yeah.
So this is like, I mean, I love this because like we talked about in the beginning, the evolution of everyone's journey, no matter where you are, is so important. And it doesn't matter how far along you think you are, there's always more to learn. And you want to be constantly growing and understanding on deeper levels and all of that. And knowing that your practice is evolving and healing, I'm so happy for you. And obviously, you know, your energy is just incredibly, you've got so much of that divine feminine energy, the softness, the compassion, the tenderness, and that it's like that warm invitation into the heart, you know, that yeah. I know so many people feel when they're working with you. So are you going to be doing any other group sessions? Are you thinking of doing them online at some point? Like,
yeah, well, I only do them online.
Oh, you do? Okay. So perfect.
Yeah. I only do them online. And yes, I'm thinking of doing them monthly. So, next one would be in May. You know, I mean, I don't know when people are going to be hearing your podcast because I know it's, you know, it's up there, but so for us, because we're in April, we just did one. The next one would be in May, and I'm making a commitment to myself to do this for 3 to 4 months, at least once a month with the groups to test it out. Do people like it? Are they going to come back? It's so funny. I've already been given so much like confirmation to do this, but here I am. Well, let's test it out. I know. you hear my human 3D brain marketing still sort of kicking in. Honestly, Nicole, my feeling is this is going to evolve into a life of its own. And you and I are literally talking at the very, very beginning of me stepping, you know, onto the rug of this journey. But my feeling is that this is going to evolve much greater for me than I can even imagine right now. For time being, yes, group sessions, which I will make sure to list information on all my links, social media and everything. So if people are listening and they want to click on something and register, it'll be available for them.
Okay, good. And of course, for anyone, if you're not already following Ileana on Instagram or TikTok or where are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, everywhere. I'm everywhere. On all the things. Okay. And my name is so unique. If they just Google Ileana, I show up on everything.
Yeah.
So again, my website is so easy. yoursoulscontract.com, right? Mm-hmm. If they're driving and they just want to remember to type something in.
Yeah, perfect. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show again. Thank you for coming back. This was a really fun conversation.
Always a fun conversation with you.
It was good. Yes. And to my audience, please, if you're interested in doing some of this healing work and experiencing it for yourself, I highly suggest you maybe look up Ileana and look into her future group sessions. And if you're also interested in this idea of bringing everything back home, this is what the Forbidden Journey is all about. And so maybe for you, it might be one of the group coaching sessions. Maybe it's going to be the retreat. And soon I'll be offering the one-to-one sessions later on. But guys, I love you. This healing journey is ongoing. It's never ending. But the great thing is that as it's ongoing, you are becoming more and more powerful and more full of light. So there's so much reason to keep going. I love you. Have an incredible evening. And I'll be back with you guys next week. Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolick.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.